out of college basketball's Final Four this weekend. The heavy favorite on the women's side is the University of Connecticut again. It's won 5 championships in the past 7 years. And in the men's games, 1 semifinal features basketball royalty North Carolina and Syracuse. The hottest player in the tournament is with Oklahoma, Buddy Hield. When he gets hot, he can sink 1 3-point shot after another. Now about that shot. The 3-pointer is today's jump shot of choice, both in college and in the pros. But it wasn't always that way. The man credited with inventing the modern-day jump shot has a shot at getting a big honor on Monday. That's when the 2016 inductees into Basketball's Hall of Fame are announced. Karen Given from NPR's Only a Game has his story. And to tell it, she has to turn the clock back 84 years.
The year is 1932. The location, a family farm outside Hillsdale, Wyoming. The star of our story is Kenny Sailors. He's 12, and he idolizes his older brother, Bud. And so when Bud starts to play basketball, Kenny wants to play too.
Bud and I'd go out there and play around. I never could get a shot off, and he really enjoyed that because he was 6'5", and I was just about, 5'7", probably. He'd laugh, and he'd say, "Kenny, this isn't the game for you. It's for big men, tall men." It was out there on that packed ground and that old windmill that I figured out a way to get a shot off over that brother of mine. Dribble up to him. He couldn't stop my dribble. And I dribble up to him and then jump. Boy, that spooked him. He said, "That's a good shot, Kenny. You have to get better at that."
Kenny Sailors did get better at it. He got good enough to play for the University of Wyoming and good enough to take that team to the 1943 NCAA Finals at Madison Square Garden.
People out east had heard stories about this team from the West and their superstar who played this, kind of crazy game.
That's Sean Fury. He's written a whole book about the many men who contributed to the history of the jump shot called Rise and Fire.
They ended up winning the NCAA championship. And then a few days later, they played the winner of the NIT tournament, and they won that as well. So they were kind of the kings of college basketball.
And a killer-diller game it is. Wyoming scores.
Seconds later, there's an old highlight reel of that game on YouTube. Thing is, a clean view of Kenny's jump shot doesn't even make the cut.
Forever in basketball history, both feet were always on the ground when they took a shot. They'd have the ball with two hands and at their chest, and they'd shove it forward, kind of like shoving a boat off into the lake or something.
Slick, smart, and speedy are these shifty sharpshooters.
So it makes sense that a sports announcer who has watched, hundreds of games but just seen set shots, had never seen anyone like Kenny, so he probably didn't have the words to describe it, so he's just going to kind of gloss it over.
It looked different. No one would shoot in somebody's face, as we call it, and he did.
That's Judd Heathcote. He'd later go on to coach Magic Johnson and Michigan State to the NCAA championship. But back in 1940, Heathcote was a college basketball player himself, and he saw Sailors and his jump shot at a tournament in Denver.
When I saw this little guy dribble right up into big guys, just jump and shoot right over him, I was mesmerized with the jump shot.
The jump shot took Kenny Sailors to the league that would become the NBA. But when he got there, he found out that not everyone was mesmerized.
This first coach I had from Dutch Dainert was his name. He said to me, "Sailors," he said, where'd you get that leaping one-hander?" That's what he called it, leaping one-hander. "Oh," I said, "I don't know, Dutch." I said, "I've had that quite a while." I said, "That's what keeps me in the game." And he says, "You just never make it in this league with that kind of a shot." He says, "I'll show you how to shoot a good two-handed set shot."
Luckily, that coach was fired and replaced with a guy who put the ball in Sailors' hands. And that worked out pretty well for Sailors and for the NBA.
I think it grew the popularity to a degree that it never would have otherwise. Increased scoring a lot in college basketball especially. You used to have games, in the 40s or the 50s. Now you had games in the 80s and 90s. And fans just enjoyed that more.
But what about Kenny Sailors?
Kenny's story really has been a forgotten story.
That's Jacob Hamilton. He's directing a documentary about Kenny Sailors' life. And he provided all the interviews with Sailors that we're using for this story. But before he started working on his film, he had the same reaction to the story as I did.
"Wait, this guy invented the jump shot? How is that possible? And the jump shot didn't always exist?
In the months since his death, the call to include him in the Naismith Hall of Fame has only gotten louder. It was always something that seemed to matter to Saylor's friends more than it mattered to him. He'd like to say that as a lifelong Christian, he didn't spend a lot of time worrying about such things.
You know I belong to the greatest Hall of Fame that any man or woman can ever belong to. And when you belong to that, and you know you belong to it, you don't worry about these Halls of Fame that men create down here. Don't mean that much to you.
The Naismith Hall of Fame will announce its 2016 class just before the tip-off at Monday night's NCAA men's final. And even though Kenny Saylors wasn't too concerned about whether he'd get in, Jacob Hamilton says he knows that his friend will be smiling down on the announcement, should his name be called. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Given.